Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Katner Sohn with BarefootIsLegal.com Radio. Happy Saturday. Happy Saturday to all. I will be joined by my co-host, Patty Diesel. And we may hear from also our very own Nicole Ann on the show. Patty, we gotcha.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Katner, how are you doing?
Doing good, doing good. All right, just getting the show started after technical difficulties.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
That's right. All right, well, welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio. Not only will we discuss how we barefooters can grow as a community, but spread awareness as well that barefooters have a purpose, health reasons, and more for obtaining and maintaining this lifestyle. I know I love it. Absolutely. We just want to grow as an organization of people who understand the benefits of life without shoes. And we also provide some resources that can help you explain to others as you're out and about on your normal day, explain to them that you are within your rights to be and live barefoot. That's right. Shoes are a choice, like hats and jewelry.
Exactly.
That's right. So it is July 9th, 2016. I'm on the Eastern Coast, so it is 1:30 p.m. over here. Good morning to all of you on the West Coast. Welcome, welcome. All right. So we're having some interesting times out there. If only people would just kick off their shoes and relax, that'd be awesome. On our Facebook page, where Barefoot is Legal, I've been reading stories this past week about some issues that our members have had going places like the library or local convenience store from statistically speaking, it seems to be the problems that people have going into a place of business, whatever it is, restaurants, museums, supermarkets, all come down to the perception of the individual employee. For the most part, it doesn't faze them, for the most part. They have a business to run and help maintain, so they'll take anybody who needs service, whatever it is. But then there's those few, and those few, of course, by their nature, they speak louder than the rest, and they'll start touting the ultimate rumor in our particular lifestyle of no shirt, no shoes, no service, and sometimes with the caveat by order of the health department.
Which is false.
Which is false. It's false. I can speak from my experience here in the United States and also from the letters and notifications that we have received from every state health department in the union. And there's no such law against patrons, customers, not being able to receive services simply because they are not wearing shoes. Okay. Now, the our federal government knows this. They don't have a problem with it. They've never had that problem. So let's just get this right out of the way. The no shirt, no shoes, no service notion came about as an idea from people who back in the 60s simply disagreed with those darn hippies. Now they may have had some personal reasons. There's a bad apple here and there. We know that. That's just life. Unfortunately for humanity, I say no shirt, no shoes, no service became not only the norm, but it turned into an ingrained behavior just in general society. Like, you're not wearing a shirt, that's indecent. You're not wearing shoes, you must be... you must have no money, so you can't. We're not going to serve you. You have no money. There's no point. And then there are other social stigmas, as they say, that have developed from that. Like, for whatever reason, maybe this person is irresponsible, and with that irresponsibility comes bad health, and we don't want that catching. And that turns into, this barefoot person is some kind of a threat, to the business, to the economy, personally, we don't know. It is quite unfortunate that something akin to a rumor decades ago has become sort of a silent agreement, or as I say, it's become a behavior for most people. They just don't know. Thankfully, those of us who know otherwise, we just do it normally. We don't need anyone to tell us all that. I'm sorry. Patty?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm still having a little bit of difficulty, so I do apologize, y'all, for everybody's had to deal with my... Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. I heard a voice in the background. I wasn't sure if it was your mic being faulty or whatever.
Yeah, I know. Hold on. I'm so sorry.
No, don't mind me. I'm just rambling.
All right. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. Hold on.
Don't mind me. I'm just rambling.
All right. Yeah, I apologize, y'all. This is just going crazy this morning for me. But, yeah, as far as everybody thinking that walking barefoot, is illegal, driving barefoot is illegal, that is just so false. I mean, I walk around everywhere barefooted, and, so far I've not encountered any problems. I get folks that kind of look at me like, like you had said, you don't have any money, you're white trash, you're that. It's just there's not enough of us willing to get out there and spread the word, the awareness. Not enough of us taking that bold stand, if you will.
Right, and it's really, at least in my experience, it seems to be localized. For example, those of us who live right on the coastline of a large body of water, whether it's an ocean or lake, those kinds of areas, simply because there's access to water, it's almost expected that someone will not be wearing shoes simply because of the proximity of that.
Exactly.
I'm not talking the huge city concrete jungle scenario where your feet will turn jet black just from walking around all the pollution on the ground. It's just not seen as much. And that has something to do with it. I know our peeps in the quote unquote country, where our farmers are working hard to feed the rest of us. Over there, it says it's just normal. 90 seconds.
Right. They, people that, like you were saying, that are on, nor close to water and stuff like that, they're just, it's expected or it's accepted, if you will, that, okay, it's okay to walk into a store or into a restaurant without shoes. Now, here, I live in the North Georgia Mountains. So
right.
We're not close to water. Therefore, everybody, is expected, and stuff to wear shoes. When in all actuality, no, I've went around to a lot of the local businesses and have given them and educated them with, our barefoot is legal information.
Sure.
And stuff. Yeah, and they're like, wow. Or like, some of the ladies at the bank the other day when I went over there and stuff, they were like, looked at me like, you don't have shoes. And I'm like, yeah, I don't have shoes. How many of you women behind that counter right now have your heels kicked off?
True that.
It was like
looks like we're gonna have to go on a short break, and we'll be back. Okay. Can you hear me? For some reason, the recording time has stopped. Hello?
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show, beginning at 9 in the morning Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
You're an activist. You have a cause and an idea, but you also have lots of questions. You need help. After all, teams have coaches, corporations have consultants, and even politicians have campaign managers. But who do activists turn to? The Solutions Institute. We are a collection of professionals and activists from across the political spectrum. Our goal is to teach, motivate, and put all the necessary tools for activism in your hands without charge. Learn more or submit your project at solutions-institute.org.